我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，感谢你再次带领我们到主你面前来歌颂赞美你。
Dear Lord, thank you so much for bringing us again in front of you, before you, so that we can praise you and worship you.
求主你的圣灵开启我们的眼睛，来了解主你话语中的奥秘。
Let Holy Spirit be among us, open our eyes so that we could realize and understand your word.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
清教徒的前辈移民在1620年，他们搭乘五月花轮船航行到北美洲，来建立普利茅斯殖民地的英格兰的移民。他们没有预备在北美洲防御严寒的冬天于是他们面对第一个冬天的时候，在他们当中约死了一半的人。
In 1620, the first English Puritan known today as the Pilgrims, they are on the ship called Mayflower, arrived at the New World and settled down in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They did not expect too harsh winters in this new place. When the first cold winter hit, half of them died.
他们称那个冬天叫做饥饿的时机他们分配粮食，因为粮食不够，一个大人每一餐分配只有5颗玉米粒这是在不够他们维持生命，所以他们只有一半的人度过了这么艰难的时机。
That cold winter is named a starving time. Lack of food, they have to ration the supplies. Every adult was given 5 kernels of corn in a meal, which is hardly enough for them to survive. That's why half of them didn't make through it.
隔年他们就获得了许多的收成并且庆祝丰收。
Luckily,that they have a good harvest the year after and then they celebrate it.
他们在1622年庆祝感恩这也是美国感恩节的由来。
In 1622, the Pilgrims started the celebration of Thanksgiving, which is the origin of our Thanksgiving celebration.
今天在英格兰地方的习俗在感恩节的时候会放五粒晒干的玉米粒在桌子上来纪念当初移民者的受苦如今他们能够来享受丰盛富裕的生活。
Today, the people of the New England area continue to place 5 kernels of corn on their Thanksgiving table as a tradition to remember the difficult time the Puritan went through. And because of that, their difficulty,People can enjoy a good life now.
同样，今天我们生活在北美这块土地上，那是因为前人为了信仰的缘故，要建立一个蒙神喜悦祝福的国度，来到了北美来建立这个国家所以我们今天能够生活在这个土地上。
We are here in this beautiful land, also because of our ancestors pursuing their faith and searching to establish a life that can please God.
我们今天生活在这个富裕的时代里面，我们的心也对神充满着感恩的心，因为我们一切的祝福都是由神所赏赐的。
We can now enjoy the plentiful life because of God's generosity, and we are grateful for what we have.
雅各书第1:17说一切美善的事物和各样完美的恩赐都是从天上来的是从天父来的。
In James 1:17, it says, Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights.
我们借着腓立比书第四章十节到十四节的经文来提醒我们，在神的面前应当时常存着感恩的心。
Let's learn about God's word from Philippians 4:10 to 14, to bear a grateful heart for what God has done for us.
第一，在主里的大喜乐。
The first message today is the great joy in God.
腓立比书第四章第十节，使徒保罗说：“我在主的生命里有极大的喜乐。”
Philippians 4:10, I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
意思就是使徒保罗告诉我们，他因着主耶稣基督的生命，带给他极大的喜乐。
Apostle Paul told us that he received great joy thanks to the new life in Jesus Christ.
在出埃及记里面来记载神呼召摩西到埃及法老王的面前，要求法老王让以色列人来出埃及。
In Exodus, God called Moses to go and ask the Egyptian Pharaoh to let the Israelites leave Egypt.
埃及王的一个直觉的反应就是说 No.
The first reaction from Pharaoh is, of course, a no.
神借着摩西降十个灾害在埃及的国中，但是法老王他的心仍然不愿意以色列民出埃及。
God sent out 9 plagues through Moses in Egypt, but the Pharaoh's heart is hardened. He continued to refuse to let them go.
到最后第十灾，神将把以色列将把埃及地所有的长子以及一切投身的牲畜尽都杀了。
And the last one, the tenth and the last plague is that the Lord struck down all the firstborn in Egypt and the firstborn of all livestock as well.
神吩咐以色列百姓要杀公羊羔。并将血来涂在门框和门楣的上面当天晚上这些以色列民他们都不可以出去要留在家里
God told Israelites to kill a lamb put some of the blood on the top and on the both sides of the door frame and none of them shall go out of the door and they should stay in their house until the morning
出埃及记十二章二十三节说当天晚上当上主经过埃及杀埃及人时看到门楣上和门框上的血就不让执行毁灭的天使进你们家杀你们
In Exodus 12:23 when the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians he will see the blood on the top and the sides of the doorframe and will pass over the doorwayAnd he will not permit the destroyer to enter your house and strike you down.
这就是第一个逾越节。
This is the first Passover.
犹太人他们一直的在遵守着这个逾越节，来纪念神对他们的拯救。
The Israel, the Jewish, they continue to celebrate Passover to remember God's grace for them.
出埃及记十二章三十节继续说。那一夜，埃及王和他臣仆和全国的人民都被惊醒了，在埃及只听见一片嚎啕哀哭的声音，因为家家都死了人。
In Exodus 12:30, Pharaoh and all his officials and all the Egyptians got up during the night, and there was a loud wailing in Egypt, for there was not a house without someone died.
这个灾害的发生，法老王最后让摩西来带领以色列人出埃及。
With this disaster, the Pharaoh finally let Moses lead the Israelites to leave Egypt.
我们想象，如果在那第一个逾越节的时候，你是在埃及那里。
Let's imagine that you are in Egypt when the first Passover happened.
如果你在那个时候问以色列人说， 你是谁？并且在这里发生了什么事？
And you pretending that you're asking Israelite who they are and what happened.
他们将回答说，我是一个奴隶，但我得着羊羔的血庇护脱离的那个奴隶，并且现在我住在，并且现在神住在我们的当中，我们也跟随着他要往应许的地区。
This is how they may respond. I was a slave, but I took shelter under the blood of the lamb and escaped that bondage. And now God lives among us, and we are following him into the promised land.
其实这些话也正是我们基督徒所要说的。
Those words are exactly what we will say to each other today.
意思就是我们本处在罪的奴隶当中，但得着神的羊羔耶稣基督的宝血的庇护得以自由，并且进入神应许的国度，成为他的儿女。
We are sinful, we are slave to sin, but because of the shelter that we found in Jesus' blood, we are free now. We become God's children, and now we are able to enter God's kingdom.
因为我们得着耶稣基督的救赎，这带给我们生命最大的喜乐。
We receive the salvation from Jesus Christ's crucifixion. This will bring us the great joy in life.
再回到腓立比书第四章第十节，使徒保罗见证说，我在主的生命里有极大的喜乐。
In Philippians 4:10, it says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
继续他说，因为过了一段时间，现在你们再一次来供应我，其实你们向来关心我，只是没有机会表示吧。
And Paul continued to say that, at last you renew your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you have no opportunity to show it.
使徒保罗接着说，腓立比教会的信徒供应他在生活上的需要，因此他的心也得着很大的喜乐。
Apostle Paul continued to say that because of the Philippians church supplying, he was in great joy.
我们看到腓立比教会信徒他们很美的见证。
We saw a great, beautiful testimony from the church.
他们接受了耶稣基督的福音，因此他们的生命也活出了耶稣基督的爱。他们经常的去关心保罗在生活上的需要。
The Philippians received the gospel of Jesus Christ. They live out God's love. They show it by supporting Paul.
使徒保罗对他们说，你们向来关心我，只是没有机会。
That's why Paul said, but you had no opportunity to show it, even you care for me.
保罗见证腓立比的信徒，如果他们发现看到有机会，或者是使徒保罗他有需要，他们一定去关心他。
Now we see that Philippians showed their care and love to Paul when they saw that he was in need.
腓立比教会的信徒经常以主的爱去关心保罗以及其他的人，他们活出了耶稣基督美好的见证。
The Philippians also show their love and care for other people, and that is how they live out God's love to the world.
我们很感谢神，在我们的教会里面，我们看到弟兄姐妹在侍奉上与牧者的同心，在生活上的关心。
Praise the Lord that in our church we saw lots of love, caring, and dedication to serve shown to me.
并且在兄弟姐妹当中，大家彼此关心，大家秉着热切的心彼此的相助。
And the same dedication also shown to our brothers and sisters.
我们看到在圣洁当中活出了耶稣基督美好的见证。
And this is how we live out Jesus' love in the world.
盼望我们也继续将这个美德在基督里这爱继续的传扬下去。
Let's continue to spread the love of Jesus Christ to the world around us.
第二， 凡事知足感恩。
And the second message today is grateful in all things.
腓立比书第四章十一到十二节继续说，我这样说不是因为我缺乏什么，我已经学会了对现状满足，我知道怎样过贫困的生活，也知道怎样过富裕的生活，我已经学到了秘诀，随时随地饱足也好，饥饿也好，丰富也好，缺乏也好，我都知足。
In Philippians 4:11-12, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want.
我们从以上这一段的经文看到使徒保罗在信仰上达到了非常成熟的地步。
We saw the maturity of Apostle Paul's maturity in his faith.
他不因缺乏、贫困或饥饿而埋怨神，也不因富裕或满足而骄傲。
He will never beSuffering if he is in need, and he will never become arrogant if he is wealthy.
他说在一切事上他都学到了秘诀。
He learned everything in the secret.
使徒保罗要我们向他学习，无论处在任何的情况当中都能够知足。
He wants us to learn that in any circumstances we should be content.
Bernie Madoff, 他曾经拥有油田价值$700,000。
Bernie Madoff was a rich man. He once owned a private yacht worth $7 million.
他有私人的喷射机，价值$2,400,000。
He had a private jet worth $24 million.
他在纽约豪华住宅占平10,000平方尺。
He has a luxury.10,000 square feet apartment in New York.
除此以外，他在法国纽约州的 Montauk 海边与佛罗里达的海边都有别墅。
He has a vacation villa in France, Montauk Beach and Florida Beach.
他还有许多这些船只和名车。
He has countless yachts and expensive cars.
他过着非常奢侈的生活。
He was enjoying an extravagant, luxurious life.
在2008年的12月10号，被发现他的投资公司是一个骗局。
In December 10, 2008, people found out that his investment company was nothing but was a scam.
他令投资者损失了500亿美元以上。
His investor lost a total of $50 billion.
$500 billion. No, $50 billion. 我算错了。
50.
很多人因为投资，所有都没有了，因此自杀。
There's a lot of people lost everything they have, so some of them committed suicide.
害了很多的人。
There's a lot of people.
他在2009年的6月29日被判刑，关在监狱里面要150年。
In June 29, 2009, he was sentenced to prison for 150 years.
人的贪心不足，因此贪图不义之财，危害世界。
He endangered the world, the society, with his greed and pursuit of money.
路加12:15，耶稣说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为人的生命不在于家道丰富。”
In Luke 12:15, Jesus said, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed." Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions.
David Myers 心理学家指出说，我们现今的时代，美国人平均比上一代双倍的收入以及双倍的购买力，有浓咖啡，有世界性的网路，有 SUV 的车子，有 Caller ID 等等这些文明的方便。
A psychologist David Meyer once pointed out that the people nowadays possess double of, they make double of their incomes, but they also double the power of purchase. So we buy expensive espresso coffee, we use worldwide web, we buy SUV, and we buy a phone with caller ID.
但是我们发现更少快乐，更多的沮丧，更脆弱的感情的关系，更少职业性，职业上的安全感，更多的犯罪与更多没有道德观念的子女。
But what we found out is that we actually have less happiness, more depression, more fragile relationships, less vocational security, more crime, and even more demoralized children.
这些社会的改变乃是因为物质的繁荣与属灵的贫瘠。
He said that these changes comes from the material prosperity and spiritual poverty.
马太福音第六章二十三节，耶稣说：“你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。”
In Matthew 6:3, Jesus said, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well."
耶稣告诉我们，人生最大的优先就是来认识这位创造宇宙万物的神。
Jesus wants us to know that our life priority is to know about our Creator. He created the whole universe.
我们的一切都是由神所赏赐，我们应当与他连结，并且去实践他的爱，照着他的公义真理去行。
Everything we have is from Him. We connect to Him. We show His love in us. We work based on His justice and His truth.
我们相信神是我们所有一切祝福的来源。
We believe that God is the source of all our blessings.
他是我们的供应者。
He is our supplier.
我们有了神作为我们的依靠，因此我们就能够满足。
When we have God to rely on, we will be in full satisfaction.
诗人在诗篇二十三篇第一节说：“耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。”
And say in Psalm 23:1, "Lord is my shepherd; I lack nothing."
我们有主作为我们的供应者，我们就满足了。
What will we need if we have God?
使徒保罗在凡事上知足感恩，来提醒我们在一切的事上，在神的面前，也时常存着谦卑感恩的心。
Paul is showing his thanks and his satisfaction by reminding us that we should remain humble and grateful before our Lord.
在但以理书第四章里面记载，当巴比伦王尼布贾尼撒王有一天在他的王宫的阳台上散步的时候，在但以理书第四章三十节，他说：“看啊，巴比伦城多么雄伟啊！我用权势建造这城作为监督，以显示我的光荣和威严。”
Daniel 4 describes about Babylon king
Nebuchadnezzar.
Okay. Nebuchadnezzar. You know him? One day, while he was walking in his palace, in Daniel 4:30, he said, "Is not this the great Babylon I have built as the royal residence by my mighty power and for the glory of my majesty?" He was extremely proud of his own achievement before God.
在第四章31、32节说, 他这话还没有说完，天上就发出声音说, 尼布甲尼撒王，你听，你的王权现在已经被夺走了，你要从人群中被赶出去，跟野兽一样生活，像牛一样吃草，共七年之久，以后你就会承认至尊的上帝有权掌管人的国度，有权赐给他所选择的人。
In Daniel 4:31-32, even as the words were on his lips, a voice came from heaven. "This is what will decree for you, King Nebuchadnezzar. Your royal authority has been taken from you. You will be driven away from the people and will live with the wild animals. You will eat grass like the ox. 7 times will pass by for you until you acknowledge that the Most High is sovereign over all kingdoms on earth and given them to anyone he wishes."
这些话果然应验在巴比伦王他的身上。
And all this prophet actually was done to him.
我们在神面前要学习谦卑。
Let's learn how to humble in front of God.
当摩西带领以色列民出埃及，当他年老的时候，来吩咐这些以色列民要进入迦南地之前，要过着以后要过着丰富、富裕的迦南生活的时候，摩西吩咐他们不要忘记了神在他们身上的恩典。Moses
led the Israelites out of Egypt. When he was old, he told the Israelites that it is about time for them to enter the promised land. But Moses also told the people that when they enjoy the plentiful life in Canaan, they should not forget what God has done for them and all the blessing God has given to them. Moses reminded them that they should not be arrogant and assume that all is done by their own hand.
生命记第8章11-14节说, 你们要小心，不可忘记上主你们的上帝， 不可忽略我今天颁布给你们一切的法律。 当你们吃饱，有好房子居住， 你们的牛羊、金银和其他财物都增加的时候，要小心。 不可骄傲，忘记了上主你们的上帝，他曾经救你们脱离被奴隶之地埃及。In
Deuteronomy 8:11-14, "Be careful that you do not forget the Lord your God, failing to observe his commands, his law, and his decree that I am giving you this day. Otherwise, when you eat and are satisfied, when you build fine houses and settle down, and when your herds and flocks grow larger, and your silver and gold increase, and all you have is multiplied, then your heart will become proud, and you will forget that the Lord, your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery."
这句话好像也对我们现今的人在说， 当我们的经济情况渐渐的好转，享受富裕的生活的时候，小心不可骄傲，忘记了上主。This
word are also meaningful for us, because when we enter a better, improved, and smoother situation, we should not forget our Lord, and we become arrogant.
摩西继续的在《生命记》第8章17-18节。 来提醒以色列人说， 所以不要以为你们是靠自己的能力致富的，你们要记住，那是上主你们的上帝赐给你们力量使你们致富的，他这样厚待你们，因为到今天他仍然守信，跟你们祖先所立的约。
That's why Moses continued to say in 8:17-18, You may say to yourself, My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestor as it is today.
我们在这感恩节的期间让神的话语来提醒我们，不要忘记了神在我们身上的恩典祝福。
In this Thanksgiving season, let's remember God's words and do not forget what God has given to us as blessing and gift.
我们不要因为神越是祝福我们，我们离神越远。
Let's not get further and further away from God when our situation gets better and better.
在约翰十八章记载，耶稣被犹大出卖，犹大带领的一队的军队，祭司长、法利赛人的差役去抓耶稣。
In John 18, it is talking about how Jesus was betrayed by Judah. In that night, Judah guided soldiers and some officials from the chief priests and the Pharisees to catch Jesus.
约翰福音十八章第十节说，西门带着一把刀，抽出刀来，向大祭司的奴仆马勒古砍去，砍掉他的右耳。
In John 18:10, then Simon Peter, who had a sword, drew it and struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear.
在另外，路加福音22:51说。耶稣摸烂人的耳朵，把他治好了。
And in Luke 20:51, Jesus touched the man's ear and healed him.
这个人就是约翰福音里面所告诉我们的这个马勒古。
Both servants that was talking about in John, he mentioned that the servant's name was Malchus.
约翰福音十八章记载。大祭司审问耶稣的时候，耶稣回答。
Later in John 18, it was about the high priest questioned about Jesus, and Jesus responded to his question.
在约翰十八章22这么说，耶稣说了这话，旁边站的一个差役用手掌打他说：“你这样回答大祭司吗？”
In John 18:22.When Jesus said this, one of the officials nearby slapped him in the face. Is this the way you answer the high priest? He demanded.
马丁路德来解释，这位用手掌来打耶稣的这个仆人呢，就是彼得所砍掉他的右耳的人。
Martin Luther explained that this servant is the one that had the right ear cut off by Peter.
耶稣医治了他的耳朵。
It was later healed by Jesus Christ.
但是在耶稣受审判的时候，他却用手去打耶稣。
But this servant slapped Jesus in the face.
马勒古对耶稣不知道感恩，这个故事来提醒我们，接受了神许多这些的恩典，我们希望不至于来辜负。
Malchus, he does not know how to pay back the grace that Jesus gave to him. And this story should remind us that we should always remember what God has done for us and do not forget it and always praise Him for it.
最后，图报主的恩典。
And last message today is repay God's grace.
使徒保罗在他的人生当中体验神在他身上伟大的救赎的恩典，他见证说，在罪人当中他是罪魁，然而他却蒙神的怜悯。
As Apostle Paul experienced the salvation from Jesus Christ, he said, even though he was a worst sinner of all, the grace of the Lord was poured out on him abundantly.
于是他的一生完全就奉献给主宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Therefore, he consecrated his life to Jesus to spread the gospel.
罗马书第十二章第一节，他说：“所以弟兄，包括姐妹们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”In
Romans 12:1, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, if you of God's mercy, to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship.
使徒保罗接受领受到耶稣基督在他身上牺牲的爱，因此他甘心乐意的来委身他自己当作活祭，以耶稣基督牺牲的精神来宣扬福音。
Jesus sacrifices his life to love us and to save us from sin. Paul acknowledged and accepted. He further dedicated himself as a living sacrifice to spread the gospel, just as Jesus died for us.
他以实际的行动来爱神，来爱人。
He practiced his love to Jesus by loving others.
今天我们作为神的儿女， 使徒保罗仍然提醒我们，来激励我们，来知道神在我们身上的慈爱恩典，因此我们也甘心乐意、愿意将自己摆在神的面前，当作活祭来服侍他。Paul's
words shall remind us that we are God's children. We should be willing to serve God with full dedication as a living sacrifice to pay back the love and blessing God has given to us.
使徒保罗说，其实我们在神面前，这样的将自己当作活祭来侍奉主，这是应当的，理所当然的。Paul
also mentioned that what we do as a living sacrifice to serve God is right and just.
我们得着神的爱，我们应当很自然的。 以主的爱来爱人，来服侍神。We
received love from God, and this is only natural that we pay it back by taking care of others.
约翰福音12:24-25，耶稣说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就失上生命。” 在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保全生命到永生。In
John 12:24-25, Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls onto the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in the world will keep it."
Eternal life. This is a逆理或是是非而是的一个真理。我们愿意牺牲生命，反而得着生命。The
paradox that Jesus wants us to understand is that when you are giving up your life, you are in fact getting a new one.
在印度1900年 年代有一个著名的布道家叫做孙大信。In
about 1900, there is a famous Indian evangelist. His name is Saint Dorson.
有一次，孙大信他在喜马拉雅山上要下山的时候，发现一个被冰冻。
One day on his way down from the Himalaya mountain, he heard a dying person by the roadside asking for help.
That 在孙大仙前面的一位下山的人求助，但是那个人不理他。
This person is dying because of the harsh winter, because of the coldness, and he asked the help for the person who was walking before Sundarsan. And this person, he ignored the dying person, he just kept walking.
他没有停下来帮助，继续的往前走。天下着大雪，那一个人只顾自己的生命，继续往前走。
It was snowing and cold, and that person, he only cared about his own safety.
当孙大仙来到那位被冰冻的那人那里的时候，他停下来帮助。
When Sundarsan he walked by this dying man, he stopped and wanted to help.
他把那个人背在自己的背上往山下走。
He put his man on his back and carried him down to the mountain.
当他们快接近山下的时候。发现在雪中躺着一个被冰冻死的人。
When they approached the foot of the mountain, they noticed a man buried in the snow and was dead.
原来那个人就是没停下来帮助那一位在山上被冰冻的人。
The man was frozen to death, and this was the person who refused to help.
孙大仙因此背着那一位他所帮助的人，因此他的身体保持着热度热气。
Sundarsan was able to keep alive because he was carrying the dying person that his body was kept warm.
因此他存活了。
So he can survive.
他愿意牺牲自己去帮助人，反而得着了存活。
He was willing to offer help and he was saved.
那位只顾着自己的人反而丧失了自己的生命。
On the contrary, the one who cares only for himself lost his life.
这个故事也提醒我们，不能只顾着自己，我们也要去顾着别人，这样反而到后来也是帮助我们自己。
The story reminds us that not only we need to help ourselves, we also need to help others, because by helping others, we are actually helping ourselves.
当孙大仙年老的时候，有这些学生来请教他，这么说：“师父，人生最困难的任务是什么？”
When someone later asked Sundarsan, "Master, what is life's most difficult task?"
他说：“人生最困难的任务就是没有担子可以担。”
He answered, "To have no burden to carry."
没有担子可以担
No burden to carry.
意思就是当我们愿意去分担别人的担子
So that means when we are willing to share others' burden.
当我们愿意去付出以耶稣基督的爱去爱人
When we are willing to love others with God's love.
当我们愿意以耶稣基督的爱牺牲的爱去爱人
When we are willing to sacrifice our lives to love others as Jesus did,
我们将真正的体验到生命的意义与喜乐。
At that moment, we will then be able to know the true meaning of joy in life.
在这感恩节的期间里面，时常来提醒我们，甚至在我们所有的年日当中，当我们领受主的爱。我们也以实际的行动去爱人来图报回报神在我们身上的爱
In this Thanksgiving season, let's accept God's love, apply it in our real life, and pay it back to reflect God's love on us.
我们一起祷告
Let's pray together.
爱我们的父神，我们感谢你在耶稣基督里到世上来，因此爱我们，甚至牺牲他的生命。
Dear Lord, we praise you. We thank you for sending Jesus Christ to our world and even die for us for our sin in order to show your love for us.
你是生命的主。
You are our master.
借着耶稣基督教导我们，经常也要以牺牲的爱去爱人来服侍你。
Jesus told us that we have to live out his example, sometimes sacrifice ourselves to love others.
让我们在人生当中时常对主你存着 感恩的心。
Let's bear a worship, a praiseful heart, grateful hearts for what you have done for us.
也在人生苦难困苦的环境当中，也能够存着感恩的心。
Even when we are in difficult situation, we know that God is there for us, and we praise you.
因为你是我们所有一切祝福的来源。
You are the source of all our blessing.
也在我们处在丰富顺利当中，也提醒我们在主面前存着谦卑感恩的心。
And when we are in abundance, plentiful life, we should also remember and praise you for what you have given to us.
我们感谢你赐给我们的富足。
We thank for all the things you give to us.
我们为加州、南加州、北加加州的大火，许多人在大火当中丧失了他们的生命，以及烧毁了所有一切的家园。
We especially want to lift our prayer for California wildfire that damaged a lot of people. Many people sacrificed their life as well to save others. We pray for their safety and everything.
求主你来看顾那些牺牲者的家族。
Please take care of especially those who sacrificed their life for others.
求主你也借着许多人这些的关心，让他们也能够体验到主你的爱。
That does experience God's love through the people who care for them.
在我们当中，有人遇到特别的难处，求主你亲自看顾。
Among us, please God help those who has encountered or encountering any kind of difficult situations.
也让我们无论处在任何的处境当中，对主你感恩。
Let's bear a grateful heart, no matter what kind of circumstances we are in.
求主你继续将主你的恩典、主你的爱。这个浇灌在我们每个人的身上。
Continue to pour your blessing and gifts on us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.